I appreciate again what, and stand by what Radhanath Maharaj just presented, his heart. These are not just the words he stands by. He's taking a vow. His words are not different from him. He is those words. I was saying something. I don't know. Yeah, well, whatever. That we are the basically, practically first generation that is entering Maharashtra to establish Krishna consciousness, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's and Srila Prabhupada's movement. It is kind of dharma, dharma samsthapanarthaya. Krishna appears, but then I think yesterday was thinking how fortunate and how rare devotees, leaders we are, that of course we cannot be compared with Srila Prabhupada. He was the only one. There could not be two Prabhupadas, only one Prabhupada, who was made nimitta matram, nimitta, to propagate Krishna consciousness all over the world. But then we are also chosen, we are also picked up, we are also being made an instrument or nimitta matram to spread, establish Krishna consciousness. We are selected few. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has selected us also to become followers of Prabhupada, so that Prabhupada's mission, which is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, gets established. And we being the very first generation entering the field, we have a very great responsibility upon us, because we are going to be establishing the foundation of Krishna consciousness in the world, in India in general, and say Maharashtra. That's our Prabhu Datta Desh, so Maharashtra in general. So more purely we do that, more transcendentally we do that, getting rid of as much as it is within our power, get rid of kam, krodh, lust, if it is for disciples, and other things, all these kind of lower natures. Maharaj was saying, this meeting will be not the first and last meeting on this subject. We'll have an ongoing dialogue. And Maharaj said, only when we become Paramahamsas, then this topic ends. And this morning you said, but even amongst the Paramahamsas, there are sometimes some transcendental differences. So, so we have a sacred duty to perform here in Maharashtra to establish Krishna consciousness, and united we stand, divided we fall. Sanghe Shakti Kalau Yuge. In Kali Yuga, Shakti comes by Sangha, association. Sangha and Sangha also. Sangha is association, and Sangha is the organization that within that there is a Sangha. Within Sangha, you know, there's a Sangha. So, so that Sangha, this Shakti, it comes from uniting, getting together. So, I do not wish, you are young. Most of you are young folks. Us, myself, we don't have much time at our disposal. We have started losing our god brothers left and right. And anyway, three of us took sannyas together. Two of those are gone to join Krishna Prabhupada and I mean third in the next, only third. So I want to take it further seriously, my mission, my service to Srila Prabhupada, and that I do not only with my disciples, but I want to work as a team, unite and function and be successful for pleasure of Prabhupada and glory of Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Mahaprabhu. What hurts me, I like to, that's my, I may not say this all the time, but I liking and loving my disciple, no big deal. That's anyone, your disciple, so you love, you like. But I like to, and I love and associate with and serve with disciples of my God brother. I feel there's a broadening of the vision and family and transcending this petty weakness and neophyte. Of course, we are not Mayavadis and we are one, and there is some, yeah, that's eternal relationship with the spiritual master. That identity ID is there, but that's just one part of our life. There's the Prabhupada, there's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jivar Swarupa Hoy, Krishnera Nitya Das, and all those. That's us also. That's our life. That's our philosophy. And so when these things get emphasized at different levels, my guru, his guru, and this, and there is yet another dvandva, another dual nature, duality we add on. It's already day and night, rich and poor, man and woman, and you go on adding, and there's a big list of dvandva, duality of this material existence, and on the top of that we add one more. Oh, his disciple, my disciple, your disciple, this guru, this is yet another dimension of the duality. We may be adding if we are some neophyte mentality, fanaticism, groupism, and those thoughts are dwelling, or one is dwelling on that. So I also am very much with Radhanath Maharaj. He has well worded, and I don't think I could edit or improve. We stand united to unite Prabhupada's family. We are Prabhupada's family, and of course everyone is, and not just the Maharashtra is united, and then Madhya Pradesh gets united, and then no, there's a bigger family, the bigger circles, unity of purpose, unity of the vision, common vision, this is what we look forward to. And for a long time I have been using this example of Gaudiya Math. They are fall down, or as Prabhupada, you know, they met with difficulties, and they emphasized the Acharya, not the GBC, and not exactly, there was no probably name GBC, but some kind of organization and the managers. But this morning, as I had a dialogue with Radhanath Maharaj, for the first time I understood something very, very important, for which I'm very grateful, and I want to share that with you. He said there is a difference. They emphasized, okay, one Acharya over the organization, and maybe in due course of time there were two Acharyas, and then two Marts, and four Acharyas, and four Marts, and like that multiplied. But here, of course, the present, we are gurus, as GBC wants to address them, call them as, and not acharyas as such. So we gurus, if we are united, if the gurus are united, gurus in ISKCON are united, and then of course we are with the GBC, under GBC, ultimate managing authority is ISKCON is GBC, then there could be no disunity of the kind that Gaudiya Mutt has seen, or whole, that's a history. What Maharaj added was that neophyte disciples come to Guru with this complaint, oh, this, they are saying this against you, and this conversion going on, that kind of campaign going on against you, against our temple, and this and that. And then Guru gets fired up, or Guru gets concerned, and Guru agrees, and then that could be the end of the show. Instead, if Guru could read, or realize, here is some the weakness, this is disciples, new, this neophyte mentality, his weakness, he is trying to convey that, and so if instead the Guru taking the side of a neophyte disciple, if he could crush, as Maharaj, crush the kind of attitude or mentality or attempt that disciple from aspiring candidate is making from his point of view, he doesn't know there would be disunity as a result, he doesn't know. But if the spiritual master could point that out and crush that weakness, that lower nature, and stay united with other God brothers and spiritual masters, and that lower nature is taken care of, that ignorance, that passion maybe, then there is, then we could avoid the repetition of the history, Gaudiya Mutt history. I mean, Maharaj did put in better words, and I'm just his student, or just learned this thing from him, which was lingering on my mind for a long, long time. I always was quoting this as a example, which was Prabhupada's example, but there is some, maybe there's something parallel, but there's a, Maharaj pointed out the difference to me this morning, and which I'm in some kind of words trying to share that with you. I mean, my main concern is I think unity, I suppose, how to stay united, and when I see different symptoms, different statements, different strategies, different things, then I and as a result, like I talk sometimes, I have spoken, and so I'm speaking again, and I'll speak more later on this subject. I have other things to say, but I think I'll stop here because we have a lot of ground to cover. Thank you for your patience and patient hearing, listening to me.